Good morning, it's Thursday morning and it's Life Church Litchfield podcast. And it's Steve here. And I'm going to give you my full name because it's with the PH, it's Stephen. Although the only person who ever really has called me that is my mum. You know, one of those telling off names, Stephen. The reason I say that is because I just want to capture your imagination this morning with Stephen. Acts chapter 6, it's an interesting chapter. The gospel is growing. Many people are trusting in Christ and finding the freedom of this new faith. And in that, there's a social program going on. And they're feeding the widows. They're providing food for them. I suppose it's a New Testament food bank. But there's a bit of a fallout because some people have been neglected in the food distribution. And so the apostles sit down and they say, you know, we need to plan this. And they say, we need to find some people who are full of the Holy Spirit that can take on this job and organize this right, because we need to focus on what we believe God has called us to do. So it says in verse 5 of chapter 6, this proposal pleased the whole group, and they chose Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, correct spelling, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Then they name a few more. And then you get into verse 8, where it says, now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. It's interesting because then in chapter 7, Stephen makes a great speech because he's called to account for his actions. And he ends up being stoned to death publicly. And that's where we're introduced to Apostle Paul, or Saul as he was better known at that point. But here's my question in all of that. That's the scenario. Where did Stephen come from? One of the joys of the Old Testament is so many of the people that God uses are coming out of a sort of religious background. They've got family history. They know some of the pattern of how God moves. And so we've got, for many of them, you know, you think of the Moses and characters like that. You've got their almost their birth story going right through to their death. You've got the whole picture. Not everybody, but there are quite a few like that. Stephen is one of these. As you get into the New Testament, where suddenly he appears on the scene. Suddenly they're appointing him to sort out this New Testament food bank. But then it just mentions that he's performing incredible miracles and things are going on around what he's doing. It's like, what? Why haven't we heard about this guy before? So suddenly he's not just empowered and he's on a mission. The suggestion is that he's already doing what he's doing, and we meet him at the point where it becomes contentious to the leaders around. Where did you come from? Where did I come from? Some of you out there know my story, some of you don't. You listening, some of you have possibly never met you, or I know a little bit of the story, or you came to faith at Life Church and I've met you sort of since that point, or whatever age that was, and don't know that much of the history before that. What's my point I'm making? At whatever point, God picks you up, dusts you down and says, come on, I've got a job for you to do. What's behind that is pure history. What matters now is what God calls us to do and how he equips us to do it. And so your future is not totally dictated to by your past. Yeah, there might be some things that you need to deal with. There might be healing and stuff like that. But actually, the future that you face from today is dictated to by what God calls of you and how he equips you to do it. So when you look at the failings of the past, ask God's forgiveness, write them down to experience, and get on with the job that God has called you to do. Let's continue this adventure of faith. Let's be people after God's own heart. The future is ours, and the future is as bright as the promises of God. So go out there, do it. And I pray in Jesus' name that each one of us would capture our purpose and destiny through Christ and live a life that's worthy of him. In Jesus' name, go make a great Thursday. Carpe diem.